hello, hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back. It's Popcorn in Review. Beautiful, sunny day.
I wasn't even ready, girls. I didn't even have my headset on. I was like, why can't I hear anybody?
I can't hear anyone either, but I think we're fine.
Because I didn't have my headset on. Welcome, everybody, to Popcorn and Review, a weekly talk show about movies, how we watch them, and why.
We watch them.
So, what was this week's genre?
Drama.
Drama.
I feel like this genre for me was pretty hard to find a movie. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was like so hard for me to like find a movie that I actually wanted to watch and that I was going to find interesting. Like I was going through Netflix and then I was like, what is good enough for me to actually like keep my attention? Because I remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago technically since we were on last week?
It was last week we were off.
Yeah. Which we didn't realize. We skipped the whole week. We said we were going to be on last week, but we didn't realize we didn't have no school. So
right.
Sorry for that, number one. But we're back this week. But I was going through Netflix and I was like, what is going to be a good enough movie for me to watch and like engage me? Like, because even the movie I picked, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to like this.
Mm-hmm. But so, you still watched it. You stuck it through.
Yeah, I had to.
What was your movie?
Blue Miracle.
And I picked Magnolia. What did you pick, Karina?
So I pick Can't Trust Nobody 2, Still No Trust.
Okay, great.
Plot twist.
Wow, lots of plot twists. That's good.
All right, first we're going to play my song from the movie. It is called Fight For Me. We'll just play that now.
All right, sounds good.
I need you to fight for me when I don't know what I believe. Why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream. Hey, go. Does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream.
Try.
me.
All right, you're back, and that was the song Fight For Me from the movie Blue Miracle. That's the song that's the movie that I picked. And I enjoyed the movie for the most part. I said a 7 out of 10 earlier, but as I'm thinking about it, the beginning was kind of boring. So I give it a 6 out of 10. It was a really good story, though.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it's about first.
Okay.
To save their cash-strapped orphanage, a guardian and his kids partner with the washed-up boat captain for a chance to win a lucrative fishing competition. Really good movie. I'll tell you the cast.
You said a fishing competition?
Yes.
So what are they fishing for? Marlin?
Yeah. That's a very big fish.
That's an educated guess. That's normally what the competitions are. Yeah. Hit it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Then, what's the cast?
There is Dennis Quaid. He's the one that plays the washed up.
Old, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Captain. Okay.
And then there is Jimmy Gonzalez. And those are like the main two. We have a whole bunch of like young actors in there. Nathan Arenas. I don't know if you guys know him. If you watch the show Bunked on Disney Channel, probably don't.
Bunked, the ballet show?
Bunked, or the it was like a camping show in Disney.
Oh, Bunk.
Channel. Yeah.
Bunk cake.
He was on that show. He was on that show, but it's okay. Like a lot of young actors, but Jimmy Gonzalez and Dennis Quaid for the most part, like the two main
characters. Okay.
Really good movie. I enjoyed it for the most part. It's based on a true story too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is more like an adventure drama.
Okay.
Like a drama.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a drama. It was either this or the Kevin Hart movie.
A Kevin Hart movie?
It was like a sad Kevin Hart movie about him being a single father.
Oh, I've watched that.
I've heard that movie. Yeah. What is that movie?
I've seen it.
Oh my God, I forgot what it was called.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen
it. Was Kevin Hart good in it?
Yeah, he played a good, like his wife died. So
yeah, but
he had to raise the daughter.
But you didn't answer the question, was his acting good?
Fatherhood.
It was serious.
Right.
It wasn't a funny thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was a drama. It was like that one.
Between that Kevin Hart movie and this one.
Yeah. And
so
I
you
like,
picked
I've
this one.
I've been really wanting to watch this one like for a long time. This
oh,
like
okay.
2021. So I've been really wanting to watch it. So I was like, okay, I have to watch this one now. It like gives me a reason to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed it. Came on 2021 based on a true story. Like this whole thing. I remember actually like looking up some stuff after, and they even showed like in the like after credits like a whole like panorama of like the real like orphanage, and then how it came from like nothing to like this big orphanage. They have like a soccer field they play on now, because before it was like a small building.
Okay.
It was a small building.
Orphanage?
Not yeah, it's based on a true story. So the actual man in real life owned an orphanage, like to get kids off the streets, like just to have like make them have a place so they don't go to the streets, because most of their like fathers like died to like violence on the street, like gun violence.
Okay.
Basically, yeah. So maybe kind of like a home for like troubled kids more so than an orphanage, I would say. But that's the whole point of it. And they are like playing soccer, so like you can see at the end of the movie when they're showing like the whole. When they're showing like what the orphanage has become, there's like a soccer field, there's like a playground for the kids. They now open it up for girls, because it used to be like an all boys orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
They opened it up for like girls now. So they have like, I think they said over like, they had house like over 800 kids or 300 kids. A lot of kids in general.
That's a lot of orphans.
It didn't matter if it was 800 or 300. That was a lot. Yeah, lot of people. It was a really good movie. And let me show you some of the notes I put. I was like, good use of shots, because a lot of it in the beginning is Jimmy Gonzalez. He has these memories of his father and him fishing, and I guess like father drowned when he was younger, and like when they were fishing, that's kind of like the last time he saw him.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of had like bad memories sometime, like whenever he's going out fishing, whatever. So that was like a huge part of it, because he had like these flashbacks when he's brushing his teeth or when he's washing his face, like
so he was traumatized
in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like, it wasn't a huge part of the movie. It wasn't like they focused on it so much where it got boring.
Yeah.
But like when it got down to the like climax of the whole movie where like they catch this big fish, you know, he has to do it because everybody else is preoccupied, and then the captain, he doesn't want to touch it because, you know, he doesn't want to have bad luck. He's the washed up captain, you know?
right
he doesn't want to touch it and like mess up the whole chance. So he's like, I'm not gonna do it. Nobody else wants to do it. The kids don't want to do it, because when they did it once, like stuff happened. When they tried to like reel in the fish, like the big fish once, like stuff happened. Two of them are fighting in the background during that, like during one scene. So he had to do it. And then during that time, they're going back and forth, like, to when he was younger and his dad. And then,
oh, like flashbacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love that about this movie. They had, like, a lot of good shots. Like, literally the beginning scene was a beautiful shot. Like, you guys should watch it just because of that purpose. Like,
what
just
was the blue miracle? What was the miracle?
Them being able to get this fish. Because it was, like, the third day of the competition. Because it was a three-day competition. Whoever catches the biggest fish wins, basically. And then the first day, somebody already caught, I think it was, like, 361 pounds around there.
Dang.
A huge fish. Oh, my gosh.
That is big.
And then they didn't catch anything the first day. They thought they did, but it was, like, some seaweed stuck on their line. So, yeah. Like,
a boot?
It was nothing. Literally, it was nothing.
Yeah. What did they win beside the fish? Like, they won
money.
Oh, money. Like, how much?
It was, I think it was, like, $250,000.
That's a good prize.
Quite a bit of money. Yeah.
And yeah.
The whole point of, you know, Jimmy, his whole point was, his name's Omar in the movie. Keep calling him Jimmy. That's the actor.
That's his real name.
Yeah. Omar, his whole thing is, like, he wants to win this money for the orphanage because they're, like, in debt, basically. They have to
right.
own the bank. The bank is giving them, what, 30 days to give them the money, or obviously they're
mm-hmm.
going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fisherman, he's kind of just doing it to prove to himself that he can do it.
Yeah, because he's all washed up.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, he's retired.
Yeah, he is.
He okay. was, okay. Come on, let's be honest.
Wait, was this a sad movie?
No, it's not sad. Again, like I mentioned, like, we were on break. It's more so, like, at the beginning, you have to kind of wait it out because it wasn't boring. I shouldn't say that. It was, like, super slow.
Slow to start.
Like, yeah, it was
right.
slow in the beginning. I didn't really... Like, I was doing work while I was doing it, too. I was studying. So, I was, like, I wasn't even paying attention to the movie in the beginning.
That's how you can tell it wasn't that good, because it didn't really
yeah,
make you stop what you
like,
were doing.
Because they were just talking the whole time. But there was talking. There was nothing crazy happening.
Yeah.
But that was the beginning of the movie. And then, like, when it went to, like, the middle where, like, they're starting to go to actual competition. Where they're actually
the actual
the water,
action was you know, what, yeah,
the
okay.
happening. Then it got good. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So, like, I love this movie. Like, right when it got to the point where they're, like, about to catch a fish, that whole scene, I loved it. I enjoyed it so much. And throughout this whole movie, there's this thing, too, where he, in the beginning of the movie, there's, like, this young kid. His name's Tweety, I believe. Yeah, it's Tweety. There's this young kid. He, like, is with him in the beginning. He gives him a nail. And then he basically has, kind of, like, a Lucky Charm type of thing. And then the kid, when the first time around, when they go back to the orphanage, the kid gives him, like, a cute little crayon drawing of them like winning the fishing competition
oh,
or like being
okay.
able to like get this opportunity.
Yeah.
And he nailed it to the door. No, it, at first it's like they get it worth as God.
Okay.
And they nail it to the door in the orphanage with the nail.
Oh, okay, with the nail that he thought was like a lucky
yeah.
like a lucky charm.
And then
so he foreshadowed that they were gonna win.
Yeah. So basically the whole thing, like this kid is basically like their lucky charm. I don't know how it happened, but throughout the whole thing, like he like wrote down God at first and then you know, they got the opportunity to
yeah.
get the money. And then the second time around, spoiler, they won, obviously. It's not really spoiler, but
yeah.
And then the second time around he gives Omar a drawing to give to the captain
mm-hmm.
and it's basically a picture in crayon again, a cute little picture. Oh my gosh, it was the cutest thing ever. Of them winning the competition.
But they hadn't won yet.
No.
So it's kinda like putting it in okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like foreshadowing.
Basically.
Yeah.
It happens
putting it out
the
there.
Movie. And then at like when they're on the water the third day where basically like they probably thought like it wasn't even gonna happen.
Yeah.
Because they were so close to cheating too.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
What were they gonna do?
The captain, he like got this big fish. It wasn't even enough to win the competition. It would get
the
second
the washed up captain?
Yes.
Oh, Dennis Quaid?
Captain, yes.
Okay, so he was desperate at this point.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta
he
win.
He went up to the orphanage uh-huh. at nighttime with a huge like fish. I think it was like probably like 340 pounds. They weren't even gonna win. But
yeah.
they would get like second place.
Okay.
Which was fine with them apparently. And then he was gonna like put it at the bottom of the boat, and then when they get far enough, they're gonna like
pretend
put it on
that
the
they
line.
Caught it.
Yeah, and then like his little like helper that was on the boat with them would mm-hmm. distract the kids.
I see, so that they wouldn't
the
see.
Boat,
yeah,
they wouldn't see that they were basically
yeah.
cheating. The thing is that like there was this one kid throughout the whole movie that he was kind of like trouble teen. He was like the most recent trouble teen,
mm-hmm.
and that he like would steal stuff. He was like wanted by the cops and stuff.
Oh gosh,
he literally saw the whole transaction happening. Like he saw the guy pull up to the orphanage with the fish in the thing. Like
yeah,
he saw the thing happening, and you can tell the whole time he was kind of like disappointed in him,
right?
Because he was like,
"What are you doing?
Yeah, how are you gonna you know try to like, not preach to be good?
Yeah,
because he was basically telling him you shouldn't be stealing. The
exactly,
whole time.
And here you are,
but you're not the chi. But he ended up releasing the fish, by the way.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. So they didn't use it.
Yeah, he released the fish. They didn't use it. Hallelujah. But there was one scene where the same nail that they've been, like, nailing to the door and everything, he throws it in the water, because at that point he's kind of, done. He throws it in the water.
Yeah.
And then you just see a fish jump out and it goes to the line.
Does it spit the water?
No, it does not. Does it spit the nail back? No.
So he throws the nail in the water.
Yeah.
And then miraculously, they catch a fish.
Yeah.
A big enough fish.
The mackerel just, like, hooks onto the line.
I love it.
Yeah.
Literally, oh my gosh.
Like, the nail basically was kind of like their, like, lucky charm. Like,
it was their secret weapon.
Yeah. That's what they needed throughout the whole movie to win.
So they should have done that on day one.
Yeah.
Let me stop. Then there wouldn't have been a movie.
Literally, right when they realize, like, hey, this kid is onto something.
Yeah.
Like, he's got these drawings and
I'm
like, oh.
Putting it out there.
You know, this kid, he's either, like, our secret weapon or he knows something.
Yeah.
But let's put him on the boat with us, because he wasn't even allowed on the boat until, like, the third day, because the captain was like, oh, no, he's too small. Don't let him on the boat.
Yeah, dismissing him completely. Yeah.
But I was like, hey, I don't care.
That is too funny. Well, what fun facts did you find out about this movie?
I actually didn't have any fun facts about this movie. There was nothing, because, again, it was like a... It was a based on a true story. There was nothing really
about it. Did you see by chance where they filmed the movie? Since you said that there was a lot of nice shots, was it, like, out here near Florida, or?
I don't remember where, but I know the orphanage is based in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. That's where the orphanage is.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where it was. And the fishing competition was in 2014.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was kind of weird. I didn't realize this movie came out in 2021.
That's that's recent.
I thought it was, like, 4 or 5 years ago this came out, but that was only 3 years ago. But yeah, it was a really good movie. I recommend you guys watch it. Personally, I thought it was really good. Again, once you get past the first part where it's kind of like
slow
yapping,
right,
you'll like it. You'll like it for the most part.
That's too funny.
Just saying.
Oh gosh. All right, well, you're listening to Popcorn and Review on Hawk. Hawk Radio? Thank you. I 1 week off and I already forgot.
HawkRadio.PrimoStream.
And speaking of miracles, it's a miracle I got through my movie. So first, let's play. Let's play the song that I chose, which is called "Wise Up" by Amy Mann. And this was from the movie Magnolia. All right, that was Wise Up by Amy Mann from the movie that I picked, Magnolia.
All right, did you enjoy the movie?
I did not.
That's so honest.
Ladies, I did not enjoy this movie. I don't know what the buzz was about. I mean, this is a huge movie. It's from 1999. Let me tell you the synopsis really quickly. So this, based on IMDb, it's an epic mosaic of interrelated characters in search of love, forgiveness, and meaning in the San Fernando Valley. I mean, it sounds super pretentious. It kind of was. I mean, not to poo-poo all over the movie, but it's basically like, you ladies seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Pulp Fiction. But... So it's basically a movie. Well, Pulp Fiction is a movie about like different stories and how they're related and how they all come full circle.
Okay.
This is kind of the same thing. I want to say this movie came out after that. So in this movie, we have a slew of actors. So there's Tom Cruise, Julianne Moore, Philip Seymour Hoffman, may he rest in peace, John C. Reilly, Philip Baker Hall, William H. Macy, and Alfred Molina.
Yeah, that's a lot of celebrities. So this is a
great cast, great actors.
Yeah.
I think this wasn't the movie. So the movie is about, like I said, it takes place on one day in San Fernando Valley, which is in Los Angeles, California. And one of the characters is a cop. One is a game show host. The character that Tom Cruise plays, do y'all know Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
That guy who's like a chauvinist, sexist man who thinks that men. This is basically the character that Tom Cruise plays in that movie. Yeah, it's really wild. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a nurse. Julianne Moore plays the wife of a man who's dying.
Oh,
and then William H. Macy plays a guy who used to be super intelligent and was actually on the game show that we see a little kid playing now during the movie.
Okay.
But he got struck by lightning and he ended up getting brain damage.
Oh my God.
Anywho, on this day, it happens to be pouring rain all day. And you know, like the song, It Never Rains in Southern California. Well, on this day, it was pouring. And like throughout the movie, the cop character was like a bumbling cop. Like he's really silly. Like he doesn't, it's like he's still trying to get his footing. Like he doesn't really, he's not really like a cop.
Yeah.
He's like kind of goofy.
Yeah.
He's goofy. And he's like throughout the movie, he's like, oh, it's raining cats and dogs. Like throughout the movie, that clearly it annoyed me. But anyway, he goes, it starts with him going to a disturbance, a call for disturbance, and he's telling a woman to keep the noise down. They find a dead body in that house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so then it goes to a little boy that's running around in the neighborhood. He goes, I can tell you who killed the man. And he's like, I'm not going to listen to this. And somehow he's then called to another disturbance call. Yeah, but this disturbance call, it's like a lady, she's like a cokehead. She does cocaine and she acts like it. You could see her and you know, this lady's a cokehead. And of course the cop, he can't realize. Anyways, so he's like, oh, we got a disturbance call, whatever. Well, the girl who's a cokehead happens to be the daughter of the game show host. So then we pan to the game show host, but the game show host has cancer and nobody knows that he's got cancer and he's dying. Okay. So he's like struggling while he's trying to be a host of this game show. Aww. And then we pan to the little genius kid who's got a dad who's overbearing because the dad wants the kid to win like the $1 million prize and whatnot. And then that's connected to, we see the show being aired at the bar where the previous quiz show kid was at, who's now got brain damage. Yeah. And he's got like some secret crush, but he is working at like a furniture store where the owner felt bad for him. And the owner store, the store owner is Alfred Molina.
Oh my gosh, it's like a full circle right now.
Yeah, so it's all full circle. They're all connected. Yeah. And then the guy that's dying, he's like in a hospital bed in his own home. He's dying and his son is the Tom Cruise character. And Julianne Moore is the wife of the man who's dying.
Oh my gosh.
So, boring story short. Boring story short, it all comes to head where they each all have like quote unquote epiphanies and how they can correct their lives. But what all happens while they're all getting this epiphany, the rain stops. They all start to move in this path of correctiveness. So the woman whose husband is dying takes a bunch of pills. She tries to commit suicide. The cop finds somebody breaking into a store, which is the guy who got hit by lightning, turns around to stop him. Tom Cruise goes to his ailing father to ask for forgiveness. So all these things are happening while the rain has stopped. And then in one scene, when the cop turns around to go stop the guy that's breaking into the store, two frogs land on his car.
Oh my God.
And then we start seeing everyone being affected. It pours frogs.
Oh my God. Ugh.
So frogs are falling from the sky. So instead of pouring rain, it is pouring frogs. And people are like being affected by this. They're driving. The woman who was ODing, she's in the ambulance. The ambulance crashes, but it crashes in front of the hospital. Yeah. Frogs are coming through windows. The mom goes to the crackhead's house. I didn't mean crackhead. I'm sorry, oh ladies. God. The cocaine, the girl who does cocaine.
That's not what I meant, guys. Sorry.
I'm sorry, that was inappropriate, but I can't. I'm so frustrated with this movie. Can you hear it in my voice? So all of this is happening. And people are, like, freaking out, like, why are frogs falling, whatever. And then it stops. Like, all of a sudden, it's the next day.
Okay.
So now everyone's, like, recovering. The lady who was OD'd is in the hospital. She's okay. The man who Tom Cruise was waiting, the dad, he passed away. Wow. The guy, the cop was helping the guy that was trying to break into the place. He helps him. But my thing is this, no one makes a comment about the frogs.
I know, that's so,
so
weird.
It's the next morning and the streets are covered in dead frogs.
Ew.
And nobody like makes a comment about it. No point in the movie, like no news report. Like, you know how like sometimes you're watching a movie and like one of the characters is sitting watching the news.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We didn't even get that. We didn't get that at all. So I was like, oh, is this like some kind of sci-fi stuff? I'm like, oh snap, that's pretty cool. Cause so why did it rain? So they never talked about it. The guy, the guy that got struck with lightning, he goes back to his car and he takes a squeegee and he's squeezing off frogs off his window.
Has that ever happened in real life? No, right?
No, but I'm gonna tell you the relationship to this, the significance, quote unquote, of this. He squeegees off the frogs, he gets in and he pulls out, and then you hear a little bit of him driving over frogs because they're everywhere. Super gross. So I had to Google it because I was like, WTF, yeah. Like the kids say. And apparently there's significance in the rain of frogs is from a biblical reference to the book of Exodus. So okay. I've never read the Bible. I know of passages and I know of stories from the Bible, but I've never read it from front to end. Yeah. So in Exodus, God sends frogs down to Egypt to punish the Egyptians for not freeing the Israelites. So the significance is that when the frogs came down, it was a time for humans to take notice reflect, to show you, listen, what you're doing right now is not good, and I need to teach you a lesson.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but I didn't get that from the movie.
I think I would be confused. Too.
I was super confused because, and then also the game show host, because he had done something bad to his daughter, he was going to commit suicide. But when he put the gun to his head, a frog came down and hit him and shot the gun, and he still killed himself.
Oh.
So it wasn't like the rain came down and people were like, oh, I realize I gotta get my act together.
Yeah.
They were already on the path to that and they still made it. So the whole thing, like after I read this and I did some research, I was like, that still doesn't make sense.
There was two suicides in the movie. One that OD.
An attempted one. And then the old man.
That's crazy.
What did he do to his daughter?
Well, we're not going to talk about it, but you could imagine. Yeah. He just didn't do good things. So it's gross. But anyways, so my takeaway from the movie. So my scale is, I mean, I guess if you're into that. You know what I did read? I read a lot of reviews with people that have overcome addictions like the movie. Because for some reason, someone who's overcome an addiction can relate to the movie. Well, luckily, I don't have an addiction, so I can't relate to it. Maybe that's why I didn't like the movie, because I couldn't relate to it.
Yeah,
I couldn't relate to
it
at all.
When Rotten Tomatoes, what was it? And it was like 83%.
Yeah, people loved the movie.
And when it started fresh, I mean like a whole bunch of
that enough
critics.
People voted on it, voted that it was good.
Yeah, like the first
correct.
Four or five.
It was an old
like
drama.
Really good.
What year?
It was from 1999. So what is that? 20 some 30 years.
Does it have like a sequel to
20?
It?
No, it's just one movie. One and done. Thank God. One and done, girl.
It sounds good. Like the part you're talking about, like the rain starting at certain points and rain stopping. That sounds good. But again, I feel
why
like
you didn't like too, it.
I'm going to tell you. So at times it was confusing because they wanted to make the relationships connect. And I think in some points they didn't, or maybe I just didn't get it. Like I didn't get it until two or three times that they showed. I'm like, oh, okay, now I get how they're related, right? Or how they're connected.
Was there any point where they like seriously like all cross paths? Like they were like in the same bar together. They were all in the same.
The only time that happened is when the game show dad came to visit the daughter to ask for forgiveness. And then
so
the
point
same
all people were like in the same room or something. No. It was like, oh, they're just watching one
no.
on TV or
correct.
One, oh, okay.
Like there was one scene where the quiz show guy that got struck with lightning and the cop crossed paths because they were like driving down the same road. Okay. Like I think that was the only point where they were driving down the same road, okay. But they didn't know each other. Mm. But and then like the beginning of the movie, they prepped it up really good because they were showing all these instances where. Was a coincidence or fate? Like there was one story that they started at the movie where Johnny Brown, I forget the name. Let's say Johnny Brown was at the top of a building. I can't remember the name. And he was going to commit suicide.
Another suicide attempt?
Right. Exactly. Oh so what he did is he jumped off a building. But as he jumped off a building, there was a couple arguing three levels down. And one of them had a gun. And while they were arguing, she shot the gun. But when she shot the gun, she missed her husband and that bullet went out and killed Johnny Brown on his way down from jumping off the building. But here's the kicker, that if that shot hadn't happened, he still would have survived his suicide attempt because 3 days earlier, they had installed safety nets for a cleaning crew that was going to clean the building. So that's how they set up the movie. It's like, oh, that's wild. But wait, the couple that was arguing was Johnny's parents.
Oh my god!
So see, that's why I was like, okay, this is pretty good. I love stuff like that.
You're explaining, I'm like, this is
yeah.
Here.
And then when the movie started, I was like, oh heck, no, this is not. I was like, this has nothing to do with like Johnny Brown jumping off the.
That's crazy.
That's cynical.
It is. It is. So I was like, oh gosh. Okay. So I mean, the movie was fine. I think maybe I should rewatch it and have a different mindset on it. But
you might have to rewatch it.
I give it like a 5 because I liked the cast. The cast was good. They did really good. Julianne Moore played this like neurotic wife, which I thought was kind of fun to watch. But yeah, so that was the point of the Raining Frogs. So I did find and then one other takeaway that I had from the movie, it just seemed like I was like on a trip, like on a drug trip.
Okay,
I that's what it seemed like. Yeah, kind of like Space Odyssey.
When you were talking about the frog coming out, like it sounds like a fever dream.
Like, yeah, like a fever dream, and it wasn't. Frog coming out the sky. It was a reference. I guess if I had known that story or the story of Exodus, yeah. I would have like caught
probably,
it like that.
Yeah, probably.
But since I did it and I had to go research it, and then one fun fact that I found out was that obviously the frogs that they used weren't real.
Okay.
They were all rubber frogs. They used 7,900 frogs for that scene. Yeah, so it was a lot. And then they CGI'd whenever they needed more frogs, they just CGI'd the rest of the frogs.
What does that mean?
Into the movie. CGI, computer-generated image. So they just put it in post-production, and they look at the film, and then they'll just add on, you know, whatever image they needed to fill in the rest.
That's crazy. Okay.
So, 5 out of 10. I guess watch it if you feel like you need to revisit your choices in life.
What was it called? Magnolia.
Magnolia. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Magnolia is a flower. I don't know. What happened? I didn't research it that much.
Maybe that has some significance to it, but we have to look.
Magnolias do grow on a I have a magnolia tree actually in my front yard, and they do they do look strange because they kind of look like a fruit. But when they bloom beautifully, and then they kind of revert back to whatever. It's kind of like they bloom and then they close. So
maybe that's
a circle of life. I don't know.
How twisted humans can be.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Now
so on that note.
Now we'll move on to Karina's movie. Can you say one more time what your movie was?
Trust Nobody 2, Still No Trust. And the song of choice was Tupac, Trust Nobody, with various artists.
Without protection, you never tripped. And even though we had our fights down there every night, I'm cussing and fussing like it's impossible to get it right. Time alone, away from home, cause I can do that on my own. Looking for more than just another bone. Well, I'll be happy now I'm grown. It seems we have a problem with jealousy, cause you interrupting while I'm on the phone. I got some business to handle, so baby, understand. Can't spend my whole life up under you, I'm a grown man. Could you respect me if I wasn't dripping? All up in prison, or even worse, just barely living. So sympathize, cause my motto was baby, pimp or die. Still striving, but thug it till I die. So simplify. I need some time to get my head straight. Trust in me. When I find a king, you'll be my queen. Just let me run the streets.
Come say, boy, come say it. I ain't made it. Every time it's on,
every time it's on.
It don't matter who did it, they blame
no matter who did that shit, they gon' blame us any fucking way.
Gotta be strong,
gotta be strong.
No matter what they do, they can't break us.
They'll never break us.
Cause they hate
us. Stay strong, my nigga. Now up in Adam's zone, I was raised to be strong. And mama told me be a thug since the day I was born. I came up out the gutter, never changed my style. Getting high in the back, blasted. Ain't nobody make a way for me. Times is hard, on the nigga, mama pray for me. Change me, hell the stress and drinking for the pain. From the strain on the young brother's brain. Ain't a motherfucking thing to do but hang and stay true. Thugs get lonely too. I'm drinking 22s of brew till I'm tipsy. And I ain't going out, throwing up my middle finger, miss me. Trying to get my hands on the cash. How long will it last? Will it last a little longer if I blast? Then trust me, I'll probably be the last to preach. Cause ain't no hope for the future if you're asking me. And what my papa never told me. You see, I learned from the kindness of strangers and homies.
Every time it's on,
every time it's on.
No matter who did it, they blame.
No matter who did that shit, they gon' blame my city.
Gotta stay strong,
gotta be strong.
No matter what they do, they can't break us.
I'll never break us.
Stay hate.
Stay strong, my nigga.
I always feel like I'm gonna look back on my life just before I go and thank God for every moment, for every single moment, every single moment. And ask that you continue to guide our steps. Have your will, have your way in our lives. We didn't make us, so we couldn't possibly know what to do with us. Each of us, Father, for our protection. Thank you. All these things in Jesus' name.
All right, all right. Amen. Karina, are you ready?
You ready with your movie? Get on the train or it's going to roll you over. That's a line from the movie.
That's crazy. I didn't watch the trailer.
All right, everybody. This is Popcorn Review here at Ybor Campus. If you want to stream, go to www.primostream. Oh, no, it's hogradio.primostream.com.
Everyone's getting hogradio.
Hogradio.primostream.
It's the end of the semester. We're tired. We're tired, people. Sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Rosa. No, okay, so this one, oh my God. So I thought before, okay, so look, it's not a spoiler alert, but before I watched this movie, because I would like Shayla, like, I was scrolling. Is Sheila?
Sheila, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, way, sorry, sorry, sorry.
I accept old now. I don't care.
No, so I was scrolling and like I wanted to like, cause this is kind of like right before our grand finale, cause this is one of our second to last shows. So basically, I was like, what do I watch? What do I watch? What do I watch? There was like adventure drama. There was like horror drama. There was like comedy drama. There was so many dramas I could have watched, but I found a good one. And I thought that this was like a, it wasn't a, I don't think it was a documentary, but I feel like the cast. So I'm gonna go to the cast real quick. I can do the overview, but basically what this one is about is Briggs is back for revenge after the love of his life attempted to kill him and takes his money back. So, which had $1 million of his earning, Briggs is about to bring havoc anyone and everyone involved. So there was a lot of killing in this movie. It was like street life, you know, gangs and stuff like that. So, but Briggs. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know. So, like, you know, like the East Side, West Side, Coast, and the like, Bloods and Crips, and like a whole bunch of like gang dramas and stuff like that. So it's like, like, I don't know if this was based on a true story or not. But when I was watching it, Briggs reminded me of Biggie. And Tupac Shakur, like the drama that they had, and the East Side and the West Side back in the day. I think the it wasn't a documentary, but the movie was like Notorious, like that. So I thought that this was like a sequel to Notorious, for some reason. But I'm not sure. I don't think it was, but it reminded me of Biggie and stuff like that. But basically, it's so crazy because it's just like, I'm gonna tell you the cast and I'm gonna tell you what happened. What was the plot twist? Because Fatboy was the main character, and his name was Fool, and he just felt like nobody loved him. He was like, I think he has mental health problems because he was just killing everybody. Like, his brother was in the hospital, which was Bricks, which was Jamal Woolard. That was one of the cast, and Tristan was Pimp, and Sierra, Angelia was Tanya, and Shelby Lee was Pimp's girlfriend. And yeah, so there was just some of the cast that were there, but one of the main characters was Bricks and Fool, which was Fatboy, right? So he goes, and his brother is in the hospital, and he's like, "Oh, did he die yet?" And then
did he die yet?
Yeah, he wanted him to die so he can take over the streets and be the, I don't know, it's like street cred, like most popular person. So then,
was he like was his brother like the leader of a gang?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was like the main.
So it's like Succession.
The main gangster in the streets. So basically, I'm gonna tell you, there's so many plot twists. It's not even funny. So then the nurse, which was Brick's girlfriend, actually, Tanya. She goes, so she's there through the process, like to give him therapy, like physical therapy, and help him all the way. Like they're being intimate with each other. And I'm going to tell you what happened, but not right now. I'm going to leave it to the last so you guys can listen to it. But basically she was like, go tell your mom that your brother is in the hospital. He might die, bro. So I was like, no, I haven't talked to my mom in so long. So he goes to talk to his mom. He hasn't seen her for years, like almost 10 years. He goes, talks to her, and they're talking, and then it gets heated. And he was like, you never loved me. You only loved Michael and Briggs, and you always left me behind. And she was like, it's not that I didn't love you. You were just such a bad child. And this, that, and the third. He was like, what did you just say? I was like, she was like, after your father died, you just went left, and you just started making bad choices. And he was like, oh, you kicked me out in the time that I most needed you. You didn't care. You know what?
Did he shoot
her? Yes, I was talking. Listen, he gets the pillow. Oh, he suffocates her and then shoots her. His whole mother.
His own mother, bro.
So okay, that's not.
Wait, even the but best. What does she do first? He smothers her and yeah. then he. So he does both.
Yeah, he smothers her and then he shoots her in the forehead.
OMG, this.
So
crazy.
Then
through the pillow.
Yes, through the pillow. So look, silence it. Yeah, so he doesn't. Oh my God, his own mother. Okay, so then he keeps calling the hospital. Like, did he die? Like he wants his brother to die. And the crazy thing about it, which, because we don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to tell you, at the end, he found out that his brother had to do with him getting shot. So his brother set him up, and because at the end, there was a lot of things that happened in the movie. Like, there was a lot of killing, a lot of killing. Like, Fatboy, Fool, like, killed a lot of people. But basically, at the end, so he recovered, the brother recovered, and the brother name is Bricks. And so he recovered, and then he comes to the house, and then he sees the money bag. He was like, hold up. So why is the Hunger K that they stole from me in your house? So you have something to do.
He wasn't going to hide the money or anything. He just left it there. He looked by the front door.
No,
because what Fool was doing, he was going to every trap spot. I don't know if you guys know what a trap spot is, but a trap spot is basically like selling drugs, like a crack house. It's not a crack house, it's a trap house.
I got you. No, yeah, I got you.
Trap house is like weed, drugs, crack, all that. It's all types of drugs.
Yeah.
So they would go to all the trap houses and then kill the people there and take the money and the drugs so they can resell it and they can get the money. So that's what they were doing. It was like a serial trap house street
That was their scene. Business. Okay. Yeah,
they were
okay.
killing everybody in the hood that had a trap house and had a business to be able to reap on that money. So then, long story short, so going back to the scene in the house, so he was like, damn. So the brother pulled out a gun, like to him, and he was like, yeah, bro, I want to see you dead, bro. And I was like, damn. He was like, that's why I killed mama. He was like, that's why I killed her. He was like, what, you killed mama, bro? You sleep, bro. So he takes the gun. He they're wrestling and stuff like that. The gun fires, but then his wife or his girlfriend comes and kills the brother because he was gonna kill her man. So they killed the brother. Fat Boy, which was the main serial killer. And then after that, they're in a convenience store. This was the plot twist that I was like, dang, you really can't trust nobody. Because he was at the corner store, and then one of the people that they threw acid to, they threw acid to his face, and they discombobulated his hand. Like, he said, do you remember me? He goes and shoots... He goes and shoots Briggs, and then the guy that shot him was like, where's my money? To the girlfriend. The girlfriend had a hitman on her man, and she was like, instead of paying him, she shoots him. She shoots him, and then she leaves with another guy, like, yes, babe, let's go. She takes all the money and leaves. And I'm like, dang, not only did they kill their mother, they killed their brother, they killed her husband. Like, yeah, you really can't trust nobody. I'm like, dang. I'm like, how malicious can somebody really get? Like,
that's wild.
Like, the girl, but I wouldn't have thought that the girl would have killed her husband or her, like, boyfriend, because she was there, like, since he got shot. She's a nurse. So how are you with somebody all that time, being intimate with them, and then go shoot them? Like, yeah. What? And
love is a battlefield.
And who was that last person she called bae? Like, I was like, what? And to kill your mother, bro, that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna that sounds super wild.
Sounds like a roller coaster.
It really does. It really does.
I know what I won't be watching.
Did you like it, Karina?
Did I like it? There was a lot of killing, but it just opened my eyes that you really can't trust somebody. You can't even trust your family.
What's
because
your rating?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna get there, but I'm just saying, like, what, even though it's not that if I liked it or not liked it, it just opened my eyes that you can't really trust nobody. Because now for me, I have that demeanor. Because before, like, I was talking to you about the Magnolia thing and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and what I thought. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, people are twisted nowadays. Like, I live in this la-la world that I think, like, nothing can happen to me and I'm so innocent. Not like me, like, I'm innocent. But I mean, like, I always think, like, nothing would ever happen to me. But, like, just seeing, like, certain movies, like, in that movie just opened my eyes. Like, wow, you can't even trust your family.
Yeah.
You can't even, you like, just because they're your family and just because you think people are sweet or smiling in your face don't mean they're your friends. Like, for me, like I had a good childhood, you know? So it's just, like, I don't think people are malicious. But, like, for me, I would rate a 9 out of 10.
Oh, okay. It's a high rating.
Yeah.
That sounds...
10?
Yeah, a 9
oh
out of 10.
Oh, my God.
That sounds delicious. Just like the food that we're going to talk about. That's my segue. I hope it was clear. Well, thank you, Karina, for that.
Yeah. Go watch it.
There wasn't a lot of food. Oh, there was some food in my movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly, a lot of it was like them talking about mackerel, because then they're at an orphanage where they don't have enough money to, like, obviously, like, they have a whole meal every night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're mostly eating, like, mackerel, and there was one point in the movie where there's like a hurricane or something that happened, like a thunderstorm, really bad thunderstorm, and then like the power goes out and everything, and then they go on a freezer to check on the food, and they're like, ugh. Bad news, the mackerel's still fine because they have been eating
it. And everybody listening, next week is our last show, guys.
I didn't get to talk about my food, Karina. So really quickly, there was a food in the movie, but because there was a rain of a thunderstorm of frogs.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, frog legs. People do like frog legs. I've never had it, but I have heard that it kind of tastes like chicken, but it is a delicacy in France, especially. Very eloquent. I was gonna bring that up. But you know, it's so funny. I did have, and luckily I ate before I saw that scene, but I did have, which is my favorite, popcorn with chocolate drizzle, which is absolutely delicious. Yeah. Publix sells a bag of it. I forget the name of it, but it's like a purple bag. So if you're interested in that, I really enjoy that. But yeah, look up frog legs, and it's very, it's a delicacy.
No, thank you.
What about you, Karina? What kind of favorite food do you like to eat while you're watching the movie?
Oh, you know what?
Or anything at all.
I actually ate biscuits from Red Lobster.
There you go. Ooh, that's what's up. More fish, seafood.
No, it was just the biscuits. With a drink. I was hungry though.
There you go.
Then after the movie, I went to Denny's. I got scrambled eggs with sausage, bell peppers, and pancakes.
All that violence inspired her, made her hungry. She worked up an appetite. Yeah. Worked up an appetite. All right, Sheila, so tell us what movies are coming up for this week.
I have three movies, actually. There's not a lot. I have three movies that are coming out on Friday. We have Cinderella's Revenge. It's a rated R horror. And it's about Cinderella's pushed too far by her evil stepsister and stepmother, which causes her to switch out her glass shoe and use the assistance of her fairy godmother to seek bloody vengeance.
Ooh,
yeah,
horror. The
cast is Lauren Starick, Natasha Henstridge, and then Darrell Gribbs. And that one kind of reminds me of like that what was it, Winnie the Pooh type of horror movie that's been coming out.
Yes, yes.
And there's like a Grinch one too, like a Grinch horror movie.
Oh, no, don't say that, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to Google that. No.
There's been a few like horror movies
with the Grinch,
with like characters that like y'all know and love, like for.
Oh
like,
man.
Like,
is like
a villain anyway, because
yeah, but he's not a murderer.
Yeah, he could be.
He's not murdering people anyway. Continue.
His dreams.
Yeah. We have this Unsung Heroes. It's rated PG. It's a feel good family movie. Based on a true story, Unsung Hero follows David as he moves his family from down under to the States, searching for a brighter future after his successful music company collapses.
Mm.
With Joelle Smallbone, Candace Cameron Bure, and Rebecca St. James.
Okay.
The movie that I'm excited for, I've been waiting for this movie to come out, Challengers.
Oh, yes.
Rated R, it's a drama.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Right? Timing, drama.
A lot of hype around this movie.
Tashi was once one of the fastest rising stars of the tennis world, and in the middle of it all finds herself caught between budding tennis players Art and Patrick. But this teen affair turns into a marriage with Art, and when a sudden injury takes her out of the game, she also becomes his coach. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that's what happens. But then the whole thing is with her becoming the coach is where the drama really ensues.
I did not know.
Yeah.
There's Zendaya, John O'Connor, and then Mike Feist.
And yeah.
I've been waiting for the movie to come out.
Have you?
I've been watching the trailer. The trailer, I could have sworn, I've seen it like months ago.
Yes, they've been pushing it for a long time.
A really long time.
Yep.
But I've been waiting for the movie to come out because I love Zendaya.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It looks really good.
Like yeah, she's all really right. good.
Yeah, that's all the movies that are coming out though for this
week. I
have
a question.
That's great.
Is the Fast and Furious next sequel going to come out? Do you know about that or no?
I haven't.
I'm planning on making other movies, but I don't think it's coming out like, you know,
after
in a month
Paul
or two.
Walker died.
Yeah, they've made a few movies.
They've made like anyways, six but more after he passed away. Yeah, there's like 10. Yeah, there's a lot of. Google it. Let's see. Real quick before we got to go and make an announcement. Google that right now. Yeah, Fast and Furious franchise. I think there's like 10 of them.
There's 10
Fast I've only seen like half of the first one.
Yeah, there's been a few movies come out.
See, look at that.
No, I know there's been like
see?
One with Cardi B.
There's 10.
There's been a few movies since after he died.
Yeah, they've done a lot after he passed away.
They're planning on making a
I stopped
more
watching
too,
it after he died.
All right, and for next week news, as Karina mentioned a little earlier, this is our second to last
Our second to last show, yep.
Next week is our last one, unfortunately.
For the semester.
Don't miss
yep,
it, guys.
It's our final show.
For the semester. And
so we'll be doing basically a recap of what we've done over the semester, what we've learned, what we're going to miss. So we won't be watching a film. I guess we can watch a film if we want to. I would recommend maybe doing something like related to summer blockbusters because, you know, 'tis the season. But yeah, we're just going to do a recap of the semester and hopefully you all tune in for that.
Yes, we'll talk about what movies we loved, what movies we hated. Mm-hmm. I'll probably try to watch one of the movies that you guys watched in the past.
Oh, that's a good idea. And talk about it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
We'll also like, go on and like reminisce about what we
talked
about.
Yeah, for sure.
The food segment.
And the food segment.
Which is the best segment to ever
happen. Right.
Yeah, okay, and then don't forget about us, guys. Remember everything we talked about when you watch a movie, okay?
All right. Thanks for listening to Popcorn and Review, and we'll hear you next week.
And if you want right. to tune in, go to www.hawkradio.primostream.com here at Ybor Campus. Thank you so much.
Home of the chickens. Bye.
Clap for salsa, they do it for salsa, them there's all for salsa, they don't want that mouth water, so be cool like water, for you get hit with this lava, shine that trending topic, don't care no price I copy, me and your daddy jockey me, slaw salsa, oh and I know that, and with them old boss, you gon' get f***ed over, Rory's and Rovers, these clutchy salsa, hit on with that cobra, now that boy's slumped over. You wasn't making no noise. Y'all know I'm a grown boy. Yo, clip full of robots. Got y'all some robots. Got y'all some robots. We GB don't bust. We got lots of don't fuck.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now. Stopping us right now, and there's no stopping us right now.